For decades, Icthus was staged in or near Wilmore. Financial challenges led to the cancellation of this year's event, but plans are proceeding for a revival in the fall of 2014. Kentucky Horse Park Director John Nicholson says such a large music event would not be new to the complex.
We have an understanding of our campground serving as the venue for large music festivals. So I think we have a certain experience then that can be brought to bear with this. And so I'm thinking that we're going to be able to be very helpful in that regard.
Every June for years, the Horse Park Campground has hosted the Festival of the Bluegrass. The Icthus Festival will be much louder, but Nicholson says the horses stabled at the park can handle it.
Loud music is not anything new to the Kentucky Horse Park, and the Kentucky Horse Park is 1,200 acres. So you can play music in certain locations at the park, and the horses will be just fine.
If rain falls on the festival, Nicholson says the event could move inside to the park's indoor arena. It was built a few years ago for the World Equestrian Games. He sees hosting Icthus as another chance to promote the park.
Well, that's one of the things that we are doing a lot of these days. We do a lot of non-equine events, which end up serving to bring new audiences to the Kentucky Horse Park and then new fans for horses. And so this is not only something important for Icthus, it's also important for the future of the Kentucky Horse Park.
With over 80 major events held each year at the Kentucky Horse Park, Nicholson adds Icthus might not be the sole event there that weekend. If all goes well, the three-day music festival will begin Thursday, September 25th, 2014. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.